let's find some winners at Wagga. John Scores joins me. How are you, John?
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. I'm on the road to Wagga myself at the moment, and looks a really interesting program, as Scotty said there, on the inner track, but eight races, they run a capacity of 12 runners per race, so some of them are quite even, Sean, so I think if we can find a couple, we'll probably get a little bit of value for our money, mate.
All right, now race one there today, Maiden, 1,200 metres. We take out 5, Go For Your Life, 6, Anytime, 10, Kopernik, and 14, Leroy the Larrikin. Now, number 7, Bravado Lass is equal favourite with 11, Snip of Purple, both 380, 12, Brainstorm at 420, 1, Fifth Dimension at 550, along with 4, Kalzagi Prince. Then out to 9, First Rose at 12, 8, Falcon Ruby, 26, 13, Bonnie Court is 35, and number 2, Matt Maneuver, $61. And Sylvan Jester, 61 as well.
Yeah, Sean, I think this looks a beautiful race for Snip of Purple. She's been improving my numbers here, 11, 12, 7 and 4. But look, she was a little bit hot in the yard the first day there at Canberra. Still not disgraced behind Malachi Crunch. She had almost 5 weeks and went to the 1,300. She led and boxed on really strongly there behind Marker. I think she finds the right type of race third up from a spell here. And look, drawn out a little bit away from the fence, but Matty Carr on the saddle, gee's been in fabulous form. You ought to see his ride on that horse in the last yesterday at La La Loops. He was one for the highlight thrill and certainly one for apprentice school. But Matty will find the right spot on this for sure. And I think it can just it's ready to break through for Ronnie Weston and Johnny Nis. But obviously Brainstorm ran a PB last time at a fifth start. She got back. She one more stride and she gets green tea ice there. Look, on a home track, she'll race well again here. Look, coming off that placing at 1,200 metres, she looks one of the main dangers. Bravado Lass, look, I've been in her corner both runs this preparation at Kuta and then last time at Corowa. Drawn a little bit awkwardly last time, and again she comes up with a wide gate, but she's third up, so she should be cherry ripe fitness-wise. Happy to have her in there somewhere. And Kalzagi Prince's last run first up was also solid enough in that non-tap meeting on New Year's Day. So I made 11, 12, 7 and 4 in the first, Sean.
All right, race 2, we pull out 13 and 14, Deadly Cute, and I'm Herson Colch. Now, number 6, Artie Sue, 330, 1, Crew and Yui at 420, 5, Prying, 550, 11, Princess Strata, $7, 9, I don't know, at $8, then out to 10, Magic Mary at 10, 12, Swanky Cod, 13, 3, Boots and All, 18, 4, Flying Fragments is 31, 2, My Friend Albert, 51, number 7, Chloe's Puppet, 61, along with 8, Fashioned in Heaven.
Yeah, Sean, it looks a nice race for Arnie Sue, this one. 6-1-5-10 for me. But Arnie Sue, look, last run here over the 1,000 was just a little bit too short for us. She got back a fair way there. Finished off strongly. She was only beaten 3.5 lengths at the end. Placed at Wang before that over the 1,170. I think the 1,200 is cherry ripe for her. And she comes up with the inside gate today. So I'm not saying how much closer she might be, but she might be able to just bar up inside a few. And if she settles midfield on the fence at the worst and gets a good look at them in the straight, might be assuming a bit, but Wardy's in good form. I think this is a beautiful race for Arnie Sue. Obviously, Cronui has got to be in there somewhere. He's been good a couple of his runs here. Last time we saw him on the Riverside, he went into Forever New York. So I made him a good thing that day. He was well beat, but he beat the rest pretty clearly as well. His runs, well, you can't take much out of his last run. He drew right off the track, and he worked like the Dickens last time behind Salesman. So he wasn't disgraced, beaten over 4 lengths. He comes up with a good inside gate back to the 1,200. He's got to be right there somewhere. The interesting runner is definitely Prying, the Joseph Jones yard. This Costa Largo, his half-brother to Topeak. And his trial was very solid. He comes out of that trial behind Fontilli. We love surprise party. He hasn't trialed since August, and that was on a heavy. But it would have been kept right up at the mark. It's drawn well for its debut effort this time. And look, I threw Magic Mary into the tip, Sean. Probably couldn't forgive its Kuta Mundra run last time. It drew wide and it just got a mile back and never got into the race. But the run before that, which was on the riverside, was really good behind Danger. So a bit better gate, she could certainly figure as well. 6-1, 5 and 10 in the second, mate.
Third event, we take out 1 Judge Doom, number 9 Twar Bell, 12 Born to Power. 3 Hanging with Willie is 340, just ahead of 5 All Star at 380. Number 4 Kiss in the Dark, 440. 6 Poets Dash, 750, along with 10 Damasus. Then out to 2 Shelbyville at 10, 11 Escarpment at $12, 7 Godfrey 18, and 8 Lady Jessie 81.
Yeah, Sean, I made it 5, 4, 11, and 2 here. Look, I thought it was a good effort last time, or stage. He's run a couple of nice races on the big track. He won at Tumut last time, but his last couple of runs before that have been quite strong. You go back to late November there, and he was placed behind Dirren Park and Oh So Unfair. Like, he shows good speed. I think he'll probably lead them up here, and he'll take plenty of running down. He does a one pass the mile on the bar and in his previous form, but I think he's going well enough to get the 1,800 metres, and he'll take plenty of running down here. Obviously, Kiss in the Dark coming back from a Class 3. She was got a beautiful ride there from Rachel Hunt last time, got all the favours, and just mowed down Forever New York. So look, back a few cogs here to a benchmark 55. It's up to 58, so going up 6 kilos at the weight. But, gee, on its last winner, it'd have to be a good chance. Now, down the bottom, I thought this would have a chance. Escarpment today for Tash Burley and Matty Carl. It's off a 25-day break, but its run two starts back beyond Gun Trace on the Riverside was good. And I think overall, its best form would give it a good chance against these right down the bottom at a bit of value. And two, Shelbyville. Gets a nice firm track for himself today. That's what he prefers, and he could be best of the rest despite the 61. I made it 5-4, 11-2 in race three, mate.
On to race four, take out 13, Miss Smugly, 14, Unzoffable, number 15, Jazz Hands, and 16, Captain Dan. Now, two only, Leone is $3.60, one Hofsky, $4, along with 5, Edge of Manhattan. Now, to nine, Maricarico is $10, also 10, Real Bonafide at 10. 8, Eleanor Rigby, $14, 11, Rocky Beale at 16, 16, Call the Midwife, 17, 7, Dressed in Denon, and 12, The Scary Ferrari or Ferry, $18. Number four, Dead Ned Ted, $41. And number three, Ticking Over, $51.
Yeah, sure. Look, I found it's a pretty tough race. Plenty of chances. 2-1, 10-5. I'll give it a nod today only, Leone. She's widely drawn, but Stacey Metcalf riding in pretty good form, and she's good value at the 3 kilos. Look, struck the heavy last time in a 1,200. The form before that round, this type of trip, well, you go on the run before that, which was on the Riverside behind Gifted Curve. She runs up to that. She'll take plenty of holding out. She had a few convictions, but she won't get a better chance than this. Now, look, I give the big fella Hofsky another chance today. He was terrific two starts back. He's an absolute giant, Sean. He had the blinkers on. It just might have backfired there. He missed the kick, got stuck. He's never still running into trouble as we speak. So I think Matty Calm, the saddle with those blinkers off, and definitely up to the mile will suit him. So you've got to forgive him his last start. He looks one of the main dangers. Now, 10 Real Bonafide, I thought, might have some type of claims here going back a couple of runs. Its form's been okay. It was okay last time on the Riverside, or a couple of runs back on the Riverside, going Forever New York. I've made reference to that before. And the Comrade Ned run would certainly give it at least a place hope here. Nick Souquet from a good gate. And I threw 5 into the tips here. Turning the page here, mate. Edge of Manhattan. Look, she was terrific at Cootamundra and first up at Wagga in the 1,200 behind Backless. Look, didn't have much go away last time, but look, wasn't disgraced either in the finish. So despite the wide gate, it's got to be in there. Toughest race of the day, Sean. 2-1, 10-5 rate for me.
Okay, we go to race five, and here we have a full field. Now, 4 Financial Miss is $2.30. Number 2 Secrets Kept, $5. 10 Why Me Lord at 6. 6 Dynamic Dora at $8. Number 3 Zorba, 11. 5 Triabelle, 11. 7 Athlone River, 12. 8 Dream on Stand, 31. 1 Such as Life, 35. 9 Greenwich Girl, 61. 11 Moss Magic, 81. And 12 Tuscan Patty, also 81.
Sean, I made this a good thing at Coral, and I just couldn't get supply money down. Supply money got a nice couple of easy sectionals. Look, had plenty of time to run it down. Just couldn't get it. I can't cry wolf again, mate, but I've got to go with it on top. 4, 2, 5, and 3. Financial Miss, start number 14 for it today. I said this last week, but I'm going to get a better chance from the inside gate. You make good use of that. And look, I think she'll break through today. She's short enough, but I think it's warranted in the proper race. Secret Step, now this gets up to the mile. It hasn't won past 1,200 metres, but see the way it's been racing would certainly suit. Comes out of a tougher race last time, that benchmark 55, I think, had more depth in it than Financial Miss's race. It's got the full 58 to carry today. And look, gate 3, I think the way it's racing the mile will suit it. 5, Trabelle, she's dual acceptor. She gets back, finishes on, so if the speed is 2, she can be in the finish somewhere. And I thought 3, Zorba. Look, at his best, he certainly has some claims. He's drawn to get a couple of favours in the run. So I made it 4, 2, 5, 3,
Okay, race 6, the class 1, and here we pull out numbers 2 Clipper, 9 Dugan's Destiny, 14 Pistol Miss, 15 Nariel Dash, and 16 Born to Power. Now, number 3, Levy Bank, favourite at 3 even, 7 Speed Show, 460, number 8, Ad Chan, $5, 6 Mr. Blue Sparks, 10, number 10, Got the Chocolates, at 11, Shark and Beauty at 12, 4 Delivered, 15, so is 5, Bravo, Bravo. Number 1, Kumo, $16, along with 13, Bonosa, and 12, Yorkie Way is $51 pop.
Sean, I made it 3, 8, 10, 7. Levy Bank for terrific this preparation. And, look, it's blocks, but I'm not saying it would have won, but it would have went a little, certainly would have finished a little bit closer if it got a bit more clear running. It shows good speed. Look, I think going away from the fence is probably a good thing for this. It's got enough tackle speed. And if this gets to the front or outside the leader, they won't see it in the straight, Sean. Got to make it the best bet of the day. It's on top clearly for me. At 10, well, this was good winning in Easy as 8 on Boxing Day. Was pretty comprehensive in the finish. And the form last prep race was only average, so she seems to have come back a bit better. Mare Little Rachel Hunt with the claim. Gets a nice run from gate 4. It looks the main danger. And outside that, we're struggling. Got the Chocolates was... look, it got a fair way back last time in that same race that the Levy Bank was placed in. That was behind Snowbrook, and there was more. And there was more romp in the other day at Canberra. And Snowbrook's a pretty smart filly on the way up. So you've got a city class horse there. It's a very strong form line race. It can be placed with a bit more luck. And 7, I'll put it for 4 for this, Sean, which is a speed show, not a bad effort on Boxing Day at Wodonga. But this looks too good by a distance. And $3 dive straight into it. 3 a special, 8, 10 and 7.
Riding well, Rachel Hunt. We'll be having a chat with her later on too, before 1 o'clock, John.
Yeah, well, that'll be interesting. She's got a nice little book of rides. So only a couple of rides straight, and she's got a couple of scratches. She's riding in Sydney on Wednesday, Sean. So it'll be a real thrill for Rachel.
Yep, too right. Now, we'll catch up with quite a few people today. We've got a bit of time. So, Garrett Colvin, Trevor Sutherland, hope to catch up with Richard Bensley, Brendan Ward, have a chat with him as well. So, a whole heap of interviews. Now, the 7th, we take out 9, 11 and 12, not for sure, our project and on at the moment. Now, 1 Corsica Lad, $4.20, 4 Uncle Tiger, $5, number 2 Smackitus, $5.50, 5 Boys Day Out, $6, 3 Mitchell Road, $7, along with 8 Ski Angel. 7 Leo Leo is $8, number 10 Auntie Elsie, $15, and 6 Chinzia at $21, John.
So I just missed your market with the 4 there. What price was he, your Uncle Tiger?
Uncle Tiger, $5, yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was a bit better than that. He must have been supported this morning. I'm going to go with him. This is a terrific field. These open handicaps at Wagga, Sean, is the best thing the club's ever done. They never stopped producing a really, really strong lineup. But again, you've got a race with a stack of chances in it here, even after the 3 stretches. You've got 9 runners, and look, the market reflects how open it is. I made it 4, 3, 8, 5. I'm going to give him another go, Uncle Tiger. The 1,000 just was too short for him at Coral, and he drew out deep. He got pushed out of the camera's range on the corner there. I couldn't even see him at one point. And then he just loomed up again with about 150 to go, but he's done too much. No fault of Nick's 2Ks there. They're awful, them outside gates from the 1,000 there. But the 1,200 will suit him. He gets gate 2 today. And look, he's $5.50 or $5. I think he was a little bit better than that last night, but I'm still willing to go with him at a little bit of value. 3 Mitchell Road. He's had the 3 runs this preparation. He just had to do too much last time in that race won by Direct Strategy. Pulled quite hard, and he had nothing left late in the piece. But gate 6, Nick Haywood, Fonzie's son, goes on today, and he's got a great record on the horse. He's a big, hard-going fellow, so he'll probably find the lead here, and he'll take plenty of running down. He's got a great record, as I mentioned, on the horse, Nick. The horse races well on his home track and the riverside as well. Look, I put 8 into the tips here, Ski Angel. Plenty of form around her. She's on a home track here, and she's a very, very nice, lightly raced mare. She's drawn to get with a good hot tempo. She could definitely have the last say here. And look, I had to put the Leo in somewhere. Have I said 5 Boys Day Out? I've written down the wrong number. I want Leo the 7. I had to throw it in there somewhere. It's been hampered by a few awkward gates in fast-run races. And I think gate 1 gets it a fair few favours off a 25-day break up to 1,200. I've got to put it in somewhere. Sean, a couple of ones I've left out have got gate there. I haven't even got Corsica Lad in the tip. Mm. So that just underlines how open a race it is, mate. Certainly the race of the day. 4, 3, 8, 5 for me.
Okay, we then go to the final event, which is race 8, class 3 over 1,050. Now here, we have got a full field. For, hang on a sec. No, we got a couple out here. We've got one Sovereign Duke, 5 Go to Yorpen, number 13 Macca's Magic, 15 Fettler's Boot, and 16 Nariel Dash. Now down the page here, number 2 Mixed Blossom is $2.20. 6 is Spirit, 5 even. Number 3 Sassy Yuri is 6 even. 4 Smart Owl, $9, along with 10 Why Do We Do It. Now 11 Adolescents, $15. 7 The Flash, $1.21. Also 8 Eureka Made at $21. 9 St Aquilina, $41, along with 14 The Good Mark. And 12 Swan Hill is $51. John?
Yeah, sure. No, I think it's a race in 2 myself. I made it 3, 2, 10, and 4. I went with Sassy Yuri. He has been good to us on the tip the last 2 times at the Riverside track. Have been really good at all. A really good efforts beating Balala, and then last time beat Gentleman Charlie there. It didn't have much go its way at Wodonga, and I think certainly off that 45-day break, little Harry Grace, nice ride yesterday aboard, all written, got all the favours in the run. He might have to make a little bit of use of this mare, but he'll have plenty underneath him here with this lovely mare, this 3 wins from 7. I'm going to go with her at the $6. Obviously, Mixed Blossom, well, she got me the card home last time at Canberra, Sean. Feel like I had to stay with her, but at 2:20 second up, a best form's first up, and it's on the Canberra track. So from the outside gate of 2:20, I'm willing to half-five risk her a little bit here, but she looks the main danger. 10 wide, we do it, was really good last time. She's doing a great job with this, Louisa Dove, and I thought it could race well again here. And 4... Smart Owl resuming from a spell wouldn't be without some claims from a good gate, but I think we'll get it in the top 2 here. 3, 2, 10, and 4 in the lucky last, mate.
All right, now what stands out, John? Anything in particular today?
Sean, I think Levy Bank at $3 is very, very good in race 6. That form out of that last race at Wagga was outstanding. She didn't really have a fabulous run either. She was cramped up against the inside fence there for half the straight, just bulldogged her way through. So I thought there was a stack of merit in that, and there is more in Snowbrook Feeder, and they'd both be nice and short against these, particularly given, I think, out of 10 is the main danger that one of Maiden on Boxing Day and on Tubber. So it's $3, jump on right now before it's a short. I can't see it starting $3 come jump time. I've made race 6, number 3, Levy Bank, my good thing of the day, mate. I'll be in the yard all day. It's going to be a hot one, as Scotty Sandbrook said, 35 degrees at the very, very least. So bring the sunscreen and your hat, and I'll find all the winners out of the yard for Bogger and on Riverside track today. And I'll have China Master with me with the pick of the yard as well, mate.
All right, good on you, John. Stay cool there, find a nice spot, and good luck today. Let's hope you find a truckload of winners again.
Let's hope so, Sean. Thanks, mate.
Good on you, John. John Scorse there looking at the meeting today at Wagga. Now, Alan Hull earlier on, his best for the day. He thought race 5, number 4, Financial Miss, was his best. And then each way one, race 7, number 7, Leo Leo. He thought was good each way value. So a couple there from Alan Hull today. Race 5, number 4, Financial Miss, straight out. But race 7, number 7, Leo Leo, good each way bet today for Wagga.